Alright. Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here. You'll have to excuse me. I got something going on with my throat. Anyway, we are doing Super Seducer. And we are going to hopefully get through another chapter. And I know you guys have been waiting for this. I won't talk so much. And we will go ahead and enjoy this one. Later that day. Oh, by the way, why antibiotics clear bronchitis as well?
I'm very well.
Thank you. I think so. Like laryngitis. Yeah.
The only bad part is they make you feel miserable.
That's all right. I take probiotics with them. They don't make you feel as bad.
Actually, I'm gonna sign up for some designer courses.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That would be good if you wanted to do that, right?
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
Very cool. What else?
Nothing, not much. Enjoying nice weather. Just very happy. Mm. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
What's going on?
My Tyson.
Nothing, I'm not that busy. Kind of relaxed. Enjoying life.
I miss Mike Tyson's mysteries.
Do you have anything planned, holidays or anything?
This weekend I'm going to music festival, and I was gonna ask you to come.
I'd love to come.
No, I was gonna ask you to come and to take care of my cat.
Oh, okay.
Do you have some free time? Just a few times during this weekend to come and
what?
To cook for it
I feel like this is a trick question because
no.
I'm not doing that.
He needs somebody to cook for him, and I was gonna ask you.
No, it just get if I ever even said
cook
yes.
For the fucking pets.
First, I wouldn't be dating someone that's going to expect you to cook for a cat. No.
Say, it's no problem. You can come twice a day. Tell her you're a little busy this week. Say you'll do it for a blowjob. Like, honest to fucking God, that would be my...
Reasonable.
Because, I mean, it's to spite her back. That's ridiculous. And she's taking advantage of your feelings for her.
Looking after pussy. Try C. I'm a little busy this week. Hold on. Because you already said you'd drop everything to go to a music.
Tell her it's ridiculous and she's taking advantage. Like, fucking,
yeah,
that's what I want to say.
See what happens.
Not again. All you ever do is just ask, like, take advantage of my feelings for you. Because
your feelings for me? What kind of feelings?
Well, say they added stuff.
Feelings.
Then
yeah, of course.
Best friends feelings. This is what best friends are for.
Yeah, maybe.
As much as that might be true, it's not the way to say it, is it? So you want to get what you want, but in a smoother way.
Okay.
Say something about looking after her pussy. Or tell her you're a little busy this week.
You know, I'd love to help, but actually I'm pretty busy this week. Yeah, I don't think I'd have time. Sorry, maybe...
Please think about it. Maybe you can do it. Just a few hours a day.
Maybe I could, but I'm not sure, you know, what time I'm free and stuff, and I don't want to tell you I can, and then your cat's, like, waiting for
you can ask your
salmon and stuff, and then I'm not there, you know?
Okay, never mind.
You can find someone else, I'm
sure.
Next time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need to say no, and these girls that put you in the friend zone, that always ask favors, and you know.
He's right. He's very, very right about that.
Is to start treating them more like a friend rather than a girl that you're trying to date. And this is
it wouldn't matter if I was trying to
date
them or not.
But no. But listen, what he said. I can't actually. I don't know if I can actually pause this, but I.
Yeah.
Well, no, somewhat. Anyway, no, I think it was the...
Really? He's terrible, you know?
No, no, no. Hold on. Right. Let's
you should treat your girl better than
terrible?
That.
Not terrible, but oh. I wouldn't say I'm...
I thought there was like a... Okay, that's how you do it. You hit escape. But, well, hold on. Because, all right, now I know how to do it. So if I... yeah, hold on. Let me go back to the main just real quick. We're just going to go... I know how to fast these now. So we'll go back to that. Sorry, folks. Just give me a minute. We'll go through and play. And we know which ones to do, so we can skip this. All right.
Kind of want to see what the I know what the reaction, the basic reaction to how bad a blow for
no,
a blow
there's so many of those on the internet you can watch. So we did this. All right.
You know, I'd love to help. But
so we got this, and of course that's what he said. All right. Now, this is one thing that he was saying. He was saying that. He was saying that, you know, so many guys, they put themselves in the into the thing where they're like a guy trying to hook up with a girl by, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do this, you know, and instead of treating them like they would do the same. It's like, well, if I asked you to do something, 9 times out of 10, you would tell me that you were busy too, right? I mean, no, I'm talking about if it was a girl. And the girl said, hey, you know, we're friends and all. I need you to come over and, I don't know, clean, wash my dishes or something. I'm going to be out. I'm not going to be able to do it. Normally, I take care of it. But the dishes are going to pile up, and I'm just not going to be able to do it. And she'd be like, and I'd say, oh, it's only just, you know, it'd probably take you 15, 20 minutes.
Well, the thing about it is... That sounds
that's
like...
That's the same thing as... Well, that's the same thing as taking care of her animals.
They ain't
going like to
pile
if
up if she's going to be there, apparently. If she... If she's
No. I'm just saying... No. I'm saying that they piled up and I haven't been able to get to them because I've been busy at work.
Yeah.
So, basically, that's just like, oh, she can't feed her animals because she's busy at work. Well, my dishes are piled up and I haven't been able to wash them. So it'll probably take you about, yeah, that's a fair thing.
So
15 to 30 minutes.
I used to be a big people pleaser. Like, I go out my way.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, no. The point I'm trying to make here is she would more than likely come back with saying, oh, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. And I said, well, I completely understand. But in the same manner... That means I'm not going to have time to do what you need me to do.
If
you don't
want
to do what I need you to do, if you can't find time in your schedule to do what I need you to do, then why should I be able to, why should I fight in my schedule to try to find stuff for you to do?
Well, exactly.
I mean, I'm not getting anything at all in return but your gratitude. I'm sorry, but, you know, a guy kind of wants a little more than thank you. After, you know, having
well,
a fit.
Well, I think she already knows that.
Right.
But
she's trying to play the friend zone. And that's why so many guys get, you know, they don't realize they're in the damn friend zone. And that's what he was trying to talk about here.
Where's my boyfriend?
Ah, this guy, yeah. How is that, by the way?
So how is the guy?
It's okay.
Only okay.
Yeah, only okay.
He's very busy recently. We don't get enough time together, so I see him like once or twice a week. He's always in the office. Or even when he's at home, he's on his computer, so there is not much communication between us.
That doesn't sound like a relationship.
Pay attention to you and stuff.
Looks like that. Yeah, it looks like that to me. Probably his project taking too much time.
Also, she's got a boyfriend. Why isn't she asking him to get off the
desk? Absolutely.
I tell you.
Because he probably told her no.
If you're outsourcing it to your guy friends, you're a piece of shit.
Well, he probably told her no.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying if she can't get him to do it, she shouldn't expect someone that ain't got anything vested in it to do it.
He is a shit.
If they asked me to come. I'll be over. Chunk it out the highest rooftop.
they land on their feet, but I don't know about for how far.
Like, say that you 9 out of 10 times they land on their feet. That
say that he sounds pretty cool. Say it's understandable and you do the same thing. Say that she should be grateful, that's the best she can do. Say he's terrible, never do that. What the fuck?
Tell her that he is
a shit and needs to break up. He sounds pretty cool. That's the best she can do. She should be grateful. She'd be pissed if he said that, but it's actually understandable and you do the same thing sometimes. I'm afraid that's not going to work.
Okay, hold on. Say that he is terrible, that you would never do that. That sounds too needy. Say that she'd be grateful. Now, kind of my attitude after someone saying, can you come cook for my cat?
Yeah.
Like, do all this shit?
Yeah.
Wipe their ass because they can't wipe their own ass.
Right. And, right.
Yeah, I might say something like, see, but I probably would have fucked up saying the first thing that he said, not a good idea.
Right.
But, okay. So that's the best she can do. But then that would exclude you, obviously. Say, actually understandable, and you do the same thing sometimes. Tell her that he's the shit, or she's the shit.
He is a shit, and she needs to break up with him.
He is a shit.
And final one is say he sounds pretty cool, to be honest.
I want to say D. It'd be E or D, I think. E-D.
You know what? What you have to think about is maybe you would moan if he didn't have a job. And you're like, oh, he's just sitting around the house doing nothing. And now you're like, oh, now he's working too much. So it's a bit like Goldilocks.
Yeah, that's right.
He's doing that.
He's exactly right.
Happy that he's passionate about his work and that he's, you know, serious. Sometimes I'm like that too, just working on something and just get really into it. Rarely, but sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if that's his passion, of course I agree, but what about me? What about my passion?
Just wait for your time, you know? Your time will come.
I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting for something to come. I want to live this moment.
Maybe get involved in it. What is he working on, his projects?
Some IT projects. I've got no clue about.
Maybe, no, you know, try and find out about it and share it with him. Say, so what you coding today?
So I need to be smart and like tricky to get some attention.
You don't have to be smart. You can just act like you give a shit.
Of who I am.
And I think he'd appreciate it if you did.
See what happens, but
I'll wait a little bit. Yes, a few weeks maybe. I'll wait.
When a girl complains about her man, you actually don't want to say, yeah, it's so bad, he's terrible, you should leave him. So this is the correct option, because you want to think about this. She's attracted to that guy for a reason. So
right.
Do you want to be like him, or you want to be the opposite? You know, you want to be a bit like him, but slightly better. So you can say it in a playful way, or you can say it seriously, but kind of taking his side is actually a good thing psychologically and will work.
Right, because she got him for a reason.
Tell you, how's it going? Work?
Yeah, it works all right. I have some interesting projects, actually. And one of them didn't work out, but two are looking really promising. And if something happens, it could be pretty big. Yeah, so I won't say more, because you know what I'm like. I'm more action than words. So
true.
I'll tell you if it works out.
Okay. Are you looking at this guy? Yeah?
Of course.
Nice boobs, but she has a better ass.
Friend, this girl got nice boobs.
I would pick that.
About the one walking by?
Yeah. Say no, of course not. Your friend is much prettier.
Look at this
girl and comment how sexy she looks. I'm going with B.
Yeah, I mean, she's got these really nice boobs. Like, can you see them? Like, very, like, firm and round. I mean, I can't really see, but if you imagine naked, I think it would be pretty good, right? Oh, but don't be jealous, because you've got... Well, of course, because you've got an amazing ass. Why would you be jealous? Do you remember that time when we did yoga together, and you were doing this...
Yeah, you were staring at my ass.
You saw?
It was mirrored then.
What is it, cat... cow, dog, whatever, or the cat, downward facing dog, or something like this.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. Exactly. You have to show me that some more. Brilliant.
You have friends. Why are you choosing that? It's not the time to give a compliment. It's not the time for her validation.
Why?
You want her to get out of your friend zone, not get deeper in it.
Oh, just give her
exactly what she wants, but get nothing in return.
That's very annoying.
Okay.
Because guys always do that on a date with a girl. They're checking out other girls, and they think girls don't see it, but they do, actually.
And what's the problem with that?
It makes me feel like I'm not beautiful enough.
Oh, Lord. My friend Robin was...
It's such a hot body. My friend
Muhammad
is on your face.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a winner. But let's read the other options. You look fine. That's
not an issue if you're confident.
Tell her all the
time. I don't want to be Indian and say A.
B. It's not too much, but like, if you're confident, you wouldn't have that problem.
Very sweet. Thank you. I'll try.
Now here she's trying to bait a compliment, but you didn't fall for it, so well done. That's exactly what you should do, just a quick response with the facts.
I do that.
I've
done that before.
I always say something like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
They always just say, all right. I'm like, hey.
Well, yeah, I mean, be confident.
You
my
don't
goodness.
Look unfortunate.
Right.
Always. I think that's I more fun to say anyway.
Right.
Not being with me, you know, than happy with some dude.
Oh, come on, you're fine. You're okay. I mean, Jesus, people go too crazy about the beauty shit. They really do. Especially today. I remember a woman didn't really...
I don't know what she was asking.
Oh, nothing much. I'm single, yes. Tell her that you masturbate a lot. Say that you went for a few dates, actually, and one girl seemed really nice. Say that you'd like to date more, but no one can match up to her.
Uh-uh.
No. Fuck D.
Imply that you like? No. That there's one girl you like. She's close by? No, that sounds needy too.
He does?
Well, the thing is, he knows she's got a boyfriend.
Right.
I don't know how you... It would be E or B, probably.
I don't think it's going to be E. I'm going to pick E, but I don't think it's E.
There's one guy I really like, actually, and I've known her for a while. We're kind of friends, you know, we meet sometimes for coffees and stuff, and she's kind of the one that I want.
So I know her?
Kind of, yeah, but never mind, but, you know, I'm just waiting for the day she just realizes that, you know, good old Richard, her good friend, is the one who...
That's not... He didn't say...
I hope you're not talking about me.
You hope that I'm not... And therefore, I'm not. So, no, it's another girl that I meet, friends, coffee, and stuff.
I'd like to meet her as well.
Oh, you'd like to meet her? Oh, well, you know what? She really just hates people, and girls especially. No, you know what? When she was young, someone took her picture, and then they immediately died. So she never lets anyone take the pictures. So there's nothing existing.
That's funny.
Is there any chance they can see her?
Maybe. I'll tell you what, I'll talk to her and let's, you know, forget about that. You'll probably meet her one day. Yeah, I'm sure you'll meet her. Maybe.
Yeah, it was not that.
Chill it out a bit. Don't need to be so eager. Treat her like you would treat any of your other friends.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. Then it's B. I said it wasn't E. It's gotta be B.
Yeah, I'm still single, but I did have a date recently with this girl. Yeah, and she was, you know, she's very pretty, but also she's just really intelligent. We had a great conversation. So only one date so far, but definitely want to see her again because she seems great, actually.
Okay, I'm happy for you.
It's not sexy to just let her think that you're chilling at home playing PlayStation and, you know, never seeing any girls. So why not have a dating life? It's going to make you more attractive, make her work harder to try and get you and move
that's
you
what
out
a lot of guys
zone.
Are doing right so now, though. Playing PlayStation.
It's not what I tell the girls.
Yeah, but... Oh my god, guys are such dicks. I really need to talk with you right now. Wait a while before answering.
Remember that you need to treat her just like one of your average friends. You know, sometimes you can be busy, sometimes you can be doing stuff. You want to move away a little bit so that she starts working harder for you.
Where are you? Won't you respond? Continue to wait the 2 hours.
It's a little bit too long, a little bit artificial, but it's not the worst option in this case.
She replies and says she needs to talk to you and arrange to meet that night.
Then your text, it sounded like something serious is going on. How are you doing?
Serious. Not very good.
My wife?
It's my boyfriend. We broke up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did. Mm. It was actually the right time to finish our relationship, to end it.
Yeah.
3 years.
He was doing. Well, dude, you're just gonna be like a rebound now.
Not now, right?
Yes.
Not if you sling it just right.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I always give it 110%.
Yeah.
First time. Then I just all rules for that go out the window.
Right.
Whenever I damn well feel like.
Okay.
So you give her A1 dick the first time, and then after that she gets C and D.
Well,
and
it's kind of like what they...
It just goes down from there.
Well, it's kind of like what people say about heroin. They're always chasing that first high.
Right.
Don't give them too much.
Yeah.
You know.
Bring 2 bottles of champagne to cheer up. Bring her some flowers to make her feel better. Bring her a tree.
Bring a tree. It's the international... Chinese symbol of I don't give a shit.
Bring her some wine.
Bring her some wine.
Fine.
I know you like wine, so I got you this nice bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
It's like $12. So I think it's a good one. Yeah.
I was thinking like a glass, dumbass.
Right, cool. It's nice and chilled, so I'll just get it.
Thank you very much.
That's the thing about this. It's vague. Very vague.
If someone's coming to your house to chill, then wine should always be on tap. If you don't have some alcohol in the house and you do drink and you're meeting girls that drink, then go get some.
Yeah. Always gotta have wine available. Notice he said it was a $12 bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Alright, well that's that. Average gas station wine or supermarket.
I bet that's like $20 now.
So we're going to talk about it anyway. Better to get it out of the way.
I don't know. I hadn't bought wine in a while.
Yeah, I'm not a big wine drinker.
Pinot's alright. It's not.
Yeah. Like, I'll drink wine if offered, but I'm not a big, like,
it's not
buy
super
wine.
Dry.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about super dry wines. Pinot is a good in between.
Hang on a minute. So you ended it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worth the cheers.
Not to say I don't.
For me, alcohol either needs to have a flavor, it needs to be strong as shit.
Oh, they have flavor. Just a little.
I know.
Those dry ones are a little bitter.
Oh, yeah. God, that Chinese wine made me sick.
Oh, sake?
No, not the sake. That's Japanese wine.
Japanese. I ain't no Chinese for big winemakers.
Oh, God, yeah. The Chinese wine is terrible.
Probably
oh,
the lead
Lord.
Paint.
Reveal that you've always... They don't use lead paint anymore. Reveal that you actually always loved so her and say. Wanted to... Yeah, oh, so they say. Reveal that you've actually always loved her and wanted to be with her. Commiserate her on her love life and tell her it's the right decision. She'll be happier. Comfort her and try to make her suck your dick.
Commiserate her on her love life. Tell her that...
Well, you don't want to be that... I don't know. I think he's actually... But I think the idea of this is to actually...
I don't think you need to reveal it. Because she's coming to be consoled first.
You know, I understand. Because it's hard now. Because you were spending every day together. And it's like, you know, something missing from...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But that doesn't mean that it was good. Right, so it will be hard for you, but it's still the right decision.
It
and
is.
You will be happier for sure. So awesome. It's all gonna be okay, don't worry.
Thank you for your support.
Just anytime.
How about you? How's your love life?
Well, my love life? Well, I had some dates, but didn't meet anyone special yet, so it's okay.
Okay.
Correct, that's the right option.
Okay.
So I guess you haven't been home crying all day, right? You've been doing things to distract yourself.
No, of course not. Mm-hmm. I was trying to distract myself. I finally had my yoga classes.
Yeah, cool. That's nice, relaxing.
Yes, meeting my friends for coffee. Mm-hmm. Friends I haven't seen for ages. You finally have time for you.
Yeah.
And shopping.
You were shopping.
I finally have time.
Right.
Now. Didn't make it when I was dating
right.
No
in fact,
dipshit.
I got this dress. Tell me if you like it.
Show me.
Jim.
Yeah, I mean, the blue is your color, probably, so.
It's gold, isn't it?
It's clearly blue.
Oh, no.
Like it?
It's that damn dress on the internet. I wasn't sure if it was blue or gold. Dress you'd make a move on her if you weren't friends, of course. Yeah, it's quite nice. Tell her to look great on your bedroom floor. Tell her she doesn't really need a new dress. She looks all the time. Sports clothes, etc. I'd love to fuck on a dress like that.
Yeah, that's quite nice. Tell her that she didn't really need new dresses.
Make a move on her if you weren't friends, of course.
That seems... Yeah, that's quite nice. That sounds kind of... Yeah, you don't want to be too, but I have made the wrong decision before.
Not,
but
I
think
dress expert.
They just she just got there she basically. You think?
I think it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the right response.
Okay.
Just quite matter of fact.
Oh yeah.
Positive.
Yeah, it looks okay.
Tell me about that girl that you said you liked, and you had a couple of dates.
Rebecca. Yeah. Well, we had a nice date.
Okay.
But then I kind of texted her like, hey, how are you? Let's meet again soon. Beautiful drink on her. And she didn't reply, but I don't know, maybe she died or is in hospital or lost her phone or something like this.
The reason for that is because you're too awkward.
Awkward? Sure. Me?
Yes. You don't have social skills at all.
Oh,
son of a bitch. Oh, that deserves a tickling if I ever thought of
damn, I'm so tempted to pick that, but I won't.
Ask what you can do to be less awkward. A lot of people who are awkward are cool.
Like Mark Zuckerberg.
No, I don't even want to talk about that
Fuck guy. That guy. Tell a story to show your value.
I would think that one or...
I'm going to try that.
Awkward. Get the fuck out of here. Listen.
That sounds awkward.
The other day, a very cool party with all of my friends from like the Warcraft guys, the chess guys, like different guys, and like one girl as well. And we were in this party and I was wearing a cowboy hat. okay? It was just, I thought, I don't know, I'm going to wear a cowboy hat. Why not?
Okay.
And I came, and yeah, everyone was coming to me and saying, oh, why are you wearing the cowboy hat? Look at you in the cowboy hat. And then the girl came and said, can I wear your cowboy hat? She took it, she put it on and took her, like, selfie, and she put it on her Instagram. And it's my cowboy hat. And so, but she didn't tag me, but anyway.
That sounds...
Okay, did you meet any girls then?
Well, this one.
Like, did you get any numbers?
No, but she liked my hat. And so I think.
But she liked my hat.
This was the first time I wore this hat, and I think I could wear, if I wore a cowboy hat, to like.
She's awfully weird. It's like, but you didn't get any numbers of other girls. It's like, damn.
I mean, you think I'm awkward now, but.
Do you want me to be a man whore or something? Is that what I'm supposed to be?
Because they don't care. But I'm telling you, you look awkward, and you look awkward.
But you didn't see me in the cowboy hat.
Can you imagine?
Next time we meet,
you look ridiculous.
Next time we meet, I'll wear it, and then you tell me if I'm.
Please don't.
No, I'm not going out with you. Just try to live.
Wearing hats.
We go for dinner, a nice restaurant, and I'll wear this hat. You'll see.
If you're great at telling stories, can work. If you're not so great, you know, you'd never need to do
it. He was not very good at telling
kind of stories where you're showing off and so not really interesting, and it's a bit try-hard.
So tell me, have you got anything nice to look forward to? Any plans coming?
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. First of all, I'm going to Russia to see my parents and my grandparents.
Babushka.
I haven't seen them
for
ages.
You gotta bum the shit out of Ukraine while you're up there.
This is way before.
Oh, I know
that.
It was, but I like to throw a little hit in there, a jab, if you will.
I'm starting my interior design course.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, you were talking about that for a long time.
Yeah, waiting. And now it's starting.
Brilliant, that'll be great. That's something to look forward to. Alright, well, cheers.
Interior design course.
Actually, toast, you need to
God, that sounds about worthless.
In my family and,
I'll try.
So anyway.
Women always go for these really worthless degrees. Not all of them, but a lot of them I've noticed always go for like.
What's that?
Useless.
I have to do it, but it's only because it's my family tradition, you know, not because...
You're not nervous or something?
No, of course not, but just for tradition.
Okay.
Play fight and then kiss?
Let me see.
Oh, we gotta see this.
Try that. Bam! Yeah, bitch.
That worked, actually. That can fight sometime.
This is another nice way to escalate. Again, you know, it's a bit of fun and they're smiling. And it's actually easier to go for the kiss when the girl is relaxed.
Sometimes, though, even if they're smiling, you go up for a kiss, that smile.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
So you've been wanting to do that for years. Oh, God, I've ruined the friendship. Leave room. Say, this is weird. Then kiss again. Holy shit. I'm curious. Now I'm playing the fucking curious game.
This is so weird. We shouldn't do this.
I love that, though.
Yeah. Well, that's...
That works so well.
Who's awkward now?
This is a bit of psychology here because you can think that the possible objection is that she becomes uncomfortable, she remembers that you've been friends for so long, you shouldn't do it. So if you're the one to voice this concern, then she's likely to take the opposite tack. So
that's a
it's the
very
right choice,
interesting.
Very smart, bunch of psychology at work here, and it works very well in practice.
Yeah. Ask her if she wants to move this to the bedroom. Keep making out with her. Tell her you want to take it slow and see if she wants to get dinner tomorrow.
See.
Choice, you kind of want to find a balance between moving really fast and aggressively to kind of being too slow, right? So carry on, escalate things slowly, and let her get comfortable and used to the fact, and also get her more turned on.
Do you have a condom?
Do you have AIDS or something? Say it's no big deal, don't need one. You say you think you shouldn't go too far, should be more meaningful. Say that you don't, but maybe you can just put it in a little bit.
Yes, I have one right here. Is that right, what's here, that behind your ear?
That's fun. See, I would. Yeah, that would be. That would be a fun trick,
you
though.
You don't break the action and the mood, so to speak. So make sure that you've got some strategic placements around the house, so that you don't need to go far, or even worse, you know, run down to the store to buy something.
Oh yeah, of course. There you go.
That's strange. I don't know about this. It might ruin our friendship. Say the 5 years of agonizing friendship. I'm so happy we did this.
Finally happened. We did it. Woo, England.
Dun, 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 dun. What? That was too happy. That's
amazing. And when I was like putting it in like this, and you're like, that's amazing. God.
Remember when I said about honesty? Well, there are times when you don't need to lie, but maybe not saying exactly what you're thinking. Not the best thing to do in this
case. No, it's not. Especially when you mislead us with the
sometimes thing. We need to say no. And the, you know, these girls that pull you in.
Wow.
Well, I think that was a terrible last answer.
Oh yeah, it was.
It was definitely deceiving.
Yeah, it was. Some of the answers are really deceiving. First date,
it
Alexa.
Could have said, I'm so glad we did this.
Right.
That poor little pussy thing. Or he starts getting cogny. I swept your chimney. I did.
Wow. All right, folks. I almost forgot we were still recording. Anyway, we got plenty more of these. And we got more, hopefully, with me fucking speaking better. Super Seducer coming, so just watch out for it. This is the Grimlord, and I am out.